Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is Grant Liffman.
And I'm Drew Schiller.
And we're here to talk to you about the Warriors 5 days a week. And this episode is brought to you by Freego. Yes, Freego, Drew. That's the underwear you wish you had.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm really excited to bring some Freego with me down to the desert in Las Vegas, because that is where you and I will be heading on Saturday morning.
Yes, yes we are. And we have so much to talk about in that realm.
We'll save that for the end.
Yeah, we'll save that for the end. Let's first start with something that I tweeted about earlier today. If you don't follow me on Twitter, it's at GLiffman, 2 S, 2 N's. And you are at Drew Schiller with no C. I tweeted about how the next move the Warriors make will probably be a starter, which is pretty amazing that we're talking about the depth of a team that doesn't even have a starting center technically yet. Not that it fully matters, but that's a big deal.
Well, if it's JaVale McGee, I don't think he's going to be the Warriors starting center.
Really?
I don't. I think that they'll keep JaVale. I think they'll keep him kind of in the same role that he had last season. Ideally, I think that's what they would want to do.
Well, then who starts? Would it be Damian Jones?
Well, no. I mean, well, okay. That's assuming that if they bring back JaVale, that they don't bring back Zaza as well.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let's actually start with a little bit of news that happened today, yeah. Which is yes. Thursday, because we record this on Thursday night, and you're listening to this on Friday. So David Aldridge sent out a tweet on Thursday morning that said that the Warriors are among several teams who are interested in free agent center Willie Reed. Yes. Reed played for the Miami Heat this past season. He averaged 5.3 points and 4.7 rebounds and about 14.5 minutes per game. Shot really well from the field because the overwhelming majority of his shots came within 5 feet of the basket. Actually, 67% of his shots. So
right. He's
that kind of big who just rolls to the rim, does a lot of his damage in the paint.
Last year, there was actually rumors about Willie Reed as well. And I did some research on him last year just to check out a little bit about him. He is very athletic.
Yes.
He's not a bruising big man. He's more of a JaVale McGee in that way. Very athletic. I guess actually more, I would say he's more DeAndre Jordan. He's very athletic. Not your most skilled around the rim, but he can play and he can run the court. So he is pretty much would be your JaVale McGee replacement at this point.
Yes, he's in that mold of a center. And he's had an interesting professional career. This year was his breakout season with the Heat. The year before, he appeared in 39 games with the Brooklyn Nets. And before that, Grant, he spent like 3 years in the D League, but the reason I can say that is because it was the D League. It is now the G League, and we want to keep saying we're going to be saying G League a lot when we're in Vegas. So Reed declined a player option that would have paid him just about $1.1 million mm-hmm. with the Heat, and at this point, the Warriors could only give him a minimum contract, and for a guy that has only played in the NBA for 2 seasons, that would be around $1.47 million. So
he would still be making more than he would, but you can assume he'd be making more money with another team.
Yes, and he's probably looking for a multi-year deal. You would have to assume a guy that declines his player option.
Yeah, but here, if you're his agent and you're sitting there and you're talking to the Warriors and you'd be like, well, is this potentially for the starting gig with the Warriors? And you take a risk maybe and you play 1 season with the Warriors, be a starter, and then you can sign your big deal a year after with somebody else.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And Warriors fans may remember Willie Reed On January 23rd, this past season, he had 6 points and 7 rebounds in about 11 minutes against the Warriors in South Beach. And Grant, why is that game so memorable?
That was a big game.
That's the Dion Waiters game-winning three.
Oh, is that Waiters Island?
That's exactly what that was. And congratulations to Dion Waiters, who signed a, what was his deal, 4 for 52?
52, yeah.
With the Heat.
Yeah.
4 for 52. Good congratulations, job, Dion. He bet on himself.
People were really down on him going into this year. And then Dion Waiters was Waiters Island all over again.
Yeah. So I want to look this up right now. I'm pretty sure he signed just like a 1 year, $3 million deal with the
Heat. Yeah. He took a very small deal. I don't know if it was as low as 3 million. I think it might have been 5 or 8.
It was like $2,898,000.
Wow.
And remember, he was on the Thunder the year before, the team that the Warriors beat in the Western Conference Finals. He was teammates.
And he played very well that series. Remember, he had some big shots.
He was teammates with Kevin Durant, and they have a great relationship. And KD actually congratulated Dion Waiters today on his YouTube channel in the community comments section. And he actually he called him my first son or something like that. He treats him like it's his little bro. It's awesome. They have a really cool relationship.
So let's quickly go back to the center position.
Yep.
We both, the last few podcasts or episodes, have said that we assume it's going to be Zaza Pachulia that's back. We're not ruling out the idea that two centers get brought on, but we're assuming Zaza will be one of them. But there are a lot of rumors. I know JaVale met with the Kings today. Is that correct?
Yeah, I met with the Clippers on Wednesday and the Kings on Thursday.
And my heart was a little shattered today when Vince Carter did not sign with the Warriors. He signed with the Kings. However, the amount of money that Vince Carter took was good for Vince Carter.
Oh, good for Vince Carter.
1 year, $8 million, Vince Carter.
Yeah, so last year with the Grizzlies, he made like $4.3 million. And right. So you're thinking, okay, he's probably going to choose a contender and make, you know, the veteran minimum, which would have been $2.3 million for him. And all of a sudden, he goes to the Kings for $8 million. He probably wanted to go to a team that was going to definitely be in the playoffs and maybe compete for a championship. But then again, when you go back and you look at his comments from a couple weeks ago when he was on the Jump, he said he was open to going to a contender, but he was also pretty clear that he doesn't want to go anywhere and be a cheerleader. He wants to play. He wants to contribute. He also said he wants to win.
Yeah, and then he went to the Kings.
But
here's the thing. Maybe Draymond Green is the reason that Vince Carter's not there, because the cheerleader thing might be because he saw Draymond Green ripping on Paul Pierce that last season.
Yeah.
Clippers, and so he got in his head. But here's the other thing. Now, everyone's talking about this Nick Young signing, which is very exciting. But the real pickup that everyone's really saying is incredible, like Zach Lowe, Kevin Pelton, and other people, is Omer Caspi. And the reason I bring that up in this situation is Vince Carter is pretty much a three-point specialist at this point.
Yep.
And he's an older gentleman who's not as athletic anymore, but more importantly, he's not as good defensively. And he signed for 1 year, $8 million. Omer Caspi just signed with the Warriors for 1 year, $2.1 million.
Yeah.
That is an incredible deal to get him at that. For someone who fits the style of the Warriors so well, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and make the prediction right now. Vince Carter will be on the Warriors next season.
I already said that. I tweeted that out.
Yeah. No, I think you said 2019.
I said 20... Oh, did I?
I think you said 2019.
Yeah, but if you carry the divided by... But more importantly, can I bring up Frigo here for a second?
Yep, perfect.
Do you mind if I start with the
little at all.
Thank you so much. So I want to bring to your attention Frigo, because it is the underwear you wish you had. Now, Frigo is spelled F-R-I-G-O, just in case you're confused. And the website is iwearfrigo.com. That's iwearfrigo.com. Now, Drew, a little interesting tidbits about Frigo. Investors of it include Carmelo Anthony, whom we have spoken of throughout many different podcasts.
Future Cleveland Cavalier.
Carmelo. Yeah, exactly. Timberland, 50 Cent. It's a real awesome product. It's patented with adjustable pouch, which is customizable to your body. And let me say this, Drew. You ready for this? If you go onto iwearfrigo.com and use the promo code WARRIORS, that's a capital W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S, and I know as you always say, if you don't know how to spell Warriors, why are you listening to this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
But if you use that promo code, you'll get 25% off your purchase. Check it out. Do it. It's awesome. Trust us. The underwear is awesome.
You know what you just did, Grant?
What?
You did what is known as a call to action.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People need to go physically make an action. They need to go do something right now. So go to iwearfrigo.com.
Okay. So I have another call to action, Drew.
Okay.
To pay attention to the Vegas Summer League coming up.
So, yeah. Before we go there, one other comment. One other comment, just to finish, to close the loop on the center situation.
Close it up, dude.
So Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Good friend. Hey, Monty.
.com, yep, friend of the show, yeah. Friend of the pod. On Wednesday night, he told Mindy Bach of NBC Sports Bay Area about...
Hey, Mindy. Good friend, Mindy.
About Zaza Pachulia. He said, quote, he wants to come back. They like what he did for them last year, so I would say that there's a really good chance he'll be back. So just think about that as you go into the weekend. We thought there was going to be some center news on Thursday, and there wasn't. And finally, closing the loop on Willie Reed, for those of you who kind of wonder what he might bring on the defensive end of the floor. Well, the Miami Heat's defensive rating with him on the floor, 101.8. That was the second best mark on the team. And when you look at the starting center on the Heat, Hassan Whiteside, 105.3.
Yep.
So pretty significantly better. Now, that's probably because Willie Reed was going against second unit players.
But that's still something.
It is still something, considering the fact that Whiteside finished sixth in the Defensive Player of the Year race with those three third-place votes. So Willie Reed would be... a rim protector, you would think, for this Warriors team, if in fact
would
the Warriors get him on board. But I still want Zaza.
I want Zaza. I want JaVale, and I want Willie Reed.
Well, that's not possible because the Warriors are at 13 roster spots.
I know, but let's have fun. Okay,
let's relax. Let's settle
down. Let's have fun. Quickly, a couple other free agent signings, just for the sake of it. Rudy Gay signed a 2-year deal with the San Antonio Spurs, which could be a good deal. We don't know how his knee is going to hold up. He's coming off an injury.
By knee, you mean Achilles.
That's, and I hate how you say Achilles. It's Achilles.
Yeah, his Achilles.
Achilles.
Yeah, well, it's better than knee because it was, you know, at least it wasn't the knee.
I at least say knee the right way.
I'm going to knee in the head.
Violent. His Achilles, he tore last year, and now he is signing a deal with the Spurs. But really, truthfully, if he can come back healthy or just at least be pretty good, that's a good signing for him.
Pretty sure it was a 2-year, $17 million deal, player option on the second year. Not sure what the first year money is, but $17 million total, and he turned down $14.3 with the Kings. That was a player option. So he
wants to win.
Yeah.
And hey, that's a good score. If that can work out for them, that is a good score.
And you know the Spurs will make him play defense.
Of course they do. And then Deion Waiters signed, and then Kelly Olynyk, famous from his Boston Celtics days, signed a 4-year, $50 million deal with the Miami Heat.
So that's $102 million combined for Deion Waiters and Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so let's talk about Summer League.
Let's do it.
There's already Summer League action happening in Orlando, and there's also some games happening in Utah right now. But the ones we're focusing on are Vegas. Vegas Summer League, that's where your Golden State Warriors will be. And some names that will be there on the roster are Patrick McCaw, Kevon Looney, Jordan Bell, and Damian Jones. That is a big-time lineup right there. And then you add a bunch of other Oregon guys, some Santa Cruz G League players. It's going to be an awesome team, and actually, I'm expecting them to be pretty good because you have pretty much one guy who played in Game 5 of the NBA Finals.
Scored 4 points late in the third quarter.
Yeah, and then Damian Jones, who got some really good seasoning up there. Kevon Looney was he started a game for the Warriors this last year.
So who's not going to start out of Looney, Bell, and Jones?
I think you just go with a three-headed monster.
Yeah, who's playing small forward in that? Yeah, I guess it would be Jordan Bell.
Yeah, no, I assume Jordan Bell will be the one off the bench.
I agree.
Yeah, I think you just in terms of being a veteran, they get the nod. But I'm excited for that. So, Drew, you and I will be out there. We're going to do a podcast from there. We're hopefully going to get some interviews and players and coaches to talk to out there. That would be nice, especially for Locked On Warriors.
That's not hopefully. But we definitely will.
I know we will. I was just trying to be like, you know.
No. Tell the people that next week we're gonna have some. We're gonna have some really cool guests. It'll be our the first time with us having guests because people have had to listen to you and me talk so much.
I know. I hate listening to you talk. All right, Drew. I'm gonna throw out some numbers and some stats, and I want to see. I want to give people a little taste of the summer league. I try to do a little throwback Thursday for you right now. I know you're listening to this on Friday, but all right, Drew. Who has the most points scored by a Warrior in a Vegas Summer League game?
It's either Anthony Randolph, Klay Thompson, or Marco Bellinelli.
All good guesses, but no. It's Anthony Morrow, who had 47 points. 47 points, July 16, 2009.
Okay, I like this trivia.
Is this fun?
This is
all fun. Right. Who has the most assists in one game? There's three guys, and they're tied.
I have no idea.
Monte Ellis.
What?
In 2005. Marco Bellinelli in 2008. And Stephen Curry in 2009.
What was it? Four assists?
Eight. Yeah, for Monte.
Okay.
don't forget that Monte averaged like six assists a game.
No, I know.
Don't forget that.
Yeah. I didn't really watch the Warriors much when they weren't very good.
I did.
So, I know you did. You wasted a lot of time. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Everyone else listening to this was a real fan and actually watched them. All right. Most blocks in one game.
Anthony Randolph.
Nope, it's a surprising one. It's Kent Bazemore, who had seven. Jordan Bell may beat that this year.
Kent Bazemore, seven blocks. That makes sense. He's bouncy.
All right, how about this one? You're going to like this one. Most 3 points made in a game. Now, obvious one is Anthony Morrow, who had seven. But
three points or three-pointers?
Three-pointers made in a game. Anthony Morrow had seven, but someone else had seven.
Klay.
Ian Clark.
Wow, the Warriors have some summer league legends.
Right? Oh, I can go on forever.
Wow, do you hear that noise in the background, by the way? That is Grant just going through the media guide.
I'm going to...
just having a blast.
Yeah. So there's a lot of individual season records for the summer league. And, like, for instance, the most points in a summer league ever scored was Kent Bazemore, who in total had 129 points. And then it's, like, Reggie Williams, Anthony Randolph, Ike Diagu.
That's when the Warriors won the title in the 2013 summer league, right?
That is correct. Assists, Aaron Kraft.
Oh, Aaron Kraft, former Santa Cruz Warrior.
Yeah, and CJ Watson's name is on a lot of these lists.
For what, most shots taken?
No. Steals, he led.
Okay.
Free throws made. He led that. I saw his name somewhere else. Oh, he's in the assist. He's fifth in assists. You know. So, but here's a good one: most 3-point field goals made in one season for summer league. Who is it?
For the Warriors. For Warriors franchise record.
Yeah, for like a one.
For one summer league. Well, I mean, you said Ian Clark made seven.
It's Ian Clark.
Yeah, there we go.
But number two tied is Patrick McCaw, who had 13.
He made 13 threes in like five summer league games last year?
And Ian Clark had 16 in 2013.
So Grant thinks he's cool because he's taken a couple hours to go through the media guide. I haven't had that chance to do it yet because I had to eat dinner with my wife.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I don't have a wife. So here's the thing, Drew. This is the last one I want to bring up.
Okay.
3-point field goal percentage, a minimum of 10 threes taken in an individual summer league. Who's number one?
Bellinelli.
Klay Thompson. He had 71%. So, but the reason I bring that up are the names below that. There's three great ones that I want to bring up. So second is Toby Bailey, who had 65%. But third is Harrison Barnes. At 57%. Ready for this? Number four, Cam Jones.
54%. Cam Jones. Landry Fields' cousin.
Yeah, Cam. Hello, Cam. Good to have you. Friend of the show. Hey, Cam. Thanks for listening. Cam is also the Santa Cruz Warriors G League record holder for points scored. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. And then also just one below that is our close friend, Kalena Azubuike. who had 50%. So there's some good names on there.
Man, this is me clapping for you. You've done a lot of great research tonight. Thank you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
You're doing research for a podcast. That's a little inside joke right there.
Yeah.
So yeah, the reason why Grant has said we're so excited is because we are going to land in Vegas on Saturday afternoon. The Warriors' first summer league game is at 7:30 on Saturday night against the Philadelphia 76ers. Markelle Fultz.
Yep.
Then on Monday night, the Warriors play at 5:30 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. A little rematch.
The who? Never heard. Yeah, I think LeBron's playing in this one, isn't he?
And so Grant and I, if you're just new to us from this podcast, we have a show called Warriors Outsiders on NBC Sports Bay Area that airs right after Warriors Post Game Live, after every Warriors game. And we also do a simulcast on Facebook Live. So we want you to join us on all of the Facebook Lives that we are going to do right after each game from inside the Thomas and Mack Center. We're going to have some awesome guests join us. We're hopefully going to have the player of the game after each game, potentially Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, Ron Adams, Mike Brown, who are going to be in attendance, Chris DeMarco, who is a Warriors player development coach, who is going to be the head coach of the Vegas Summer League team. Or hopefully we're going to speak with him. So please join us all week from Las Vegas. We're going to have a lot of good content.
Absolutely. And on Facebook Live, you'll be able to ask questions that we will ask directly to the players and coaches. But also, if you tweet at us, please, at G Lifman, 2 F's, 2 N's, at Drew Schiller, no C, tweet at us questions and we will write them down and we will actually ask some of your questions. We'll call you out on our either on the podcast or on TV or Facebook Live, and we'll ask players and coaches literally what you want to know.
And this is probably going to be the last time that anybody is able to talk to anybody affiliated with the Warriors until the start of training camp. They might have a couple press conferences for some of the signings that they're going to do. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, these guys have to sign their contracts. But this is going to be one of the last times. And so if you got any fun questions, we don't want to just ask about basketball. We want to ask them, you know, what their plans are for the summer, what do they like to do in their spare time. So it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So we are going to be talking to you from Vegas next, and we are excited to do that.
Yes, and thank you to Frigo for sponsoring today's episode. And I'm going to stay cool in Vegas because it's going to be in the 110, 120 degrees, but I'll be cool with my Frigo.
Yeah, I love that. Now that's a call to action.
Yes, it is. All right, everybody, have a great Friday and have a great weekend.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99. And our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.